Well, I had a question on the scripture in the book of Leviticus.
Okay.
Chapter 23, verses 1 through 4.
Okay.
I have a friend. She has been keeping the Sabbath, she is questioning it. She's thinking maybe it's a feast day, but she's been keeping it, and I have no question of the Sabbath or the validity of it.
All right. For our listening friends, I won't read all of Leviticus 23 because it's quite a passage, but what it does is it simply itemizes all of the days, both the annual and the weekly Sabbath, that were to be recognized. And at the beginning of the list, it talks about the seventh-day Sabbath, beginning with verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. That means we are to convene and come together. You'll do no work on that day. He's going through a litany of all of the sacred days, including the weekly Sabbath. That doesn't mean they're all the same or of the same nature. Right on the surface, we see there's a major difference. There's only one that was a weekly Sabbath. The others were annual feast days. The weekly Sabbath was given in creation, and the Bible tells us that, you know, the Sabbath was made for man. Well, that would obviously be back in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 2. And beyond that, even before they get to Mount Sinai, God calls the seventh-day Sabbath his law. That's Exodus 16. The other ceremonial Sabbaths came afterward, and they were shadows of the plan of salvation. But obviously, our coming together for corporate worship and our need for a day of rest did not cease with the sacrifice of Jesus. Indeed, Isaiah 66 says, even in heaven, all flesh will come to worship before him on the Sabbath. So it just because it's in the list with the other ceremonial Sabbaths doesn't mean that it was a ceremonial Sabbath.
Exactly. Well, she was just questioning it just because it's talking about the feast, and then it says, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest. And then it goes on to say in verse 4, these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations. That's why she was questioning it.
Well, it obviously makes a distinction. See, it mentions the Sabbath, then it says in verse 4, now here are the feasts, and it starts a different list.
Right.
So it does separate, even in this chapter, the weekly Sabbath from the annual feasts. Okay?
Okay.
Hope that helps.
Thank you very much.
We've got a book called A Feast Days and Sabbaths that has more on that. If you call our resource number, I bet you they'll send you one out.
Okay, great.
And we have a website. You know, there's been so many questions on this. We have a new website up called, very simply, Sabbath Truth, www.sabbathtruth.com. And I think John is sitting here. We also have .net, .org, .anything, Sabbath Truth, and you'll find it.